Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, August 27, 2020, COVID-19 U.S. Small Business Administration Paycheck Protection Program Update, August 27, 2020. Paycheck Protection Program, the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, is a loan program designed in response to COVID-19 to provide a direct incentive for small businesses to keep their workers on the payroll. The Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, H.R. 748, includes $349 billion for the PPP. All small businesses with 500 or fewer employees are eligible. A PPP loan will be fully forgiven if the funds are used for payroll costs, interest on mortgages, rent, or utilities. At least 75% of the forgiven amount must be used for payroll. Loan payments will also be deferred for 6 months. No collateral or personal guarantees are required. Neither the government nor lenders will charge participating small businesses any fees. Forgiveness is based on the employer maintaining or quickly rehiring employees and maintaining salary levels. Forgiveness will be reduced if full-time headcount declines or if salaries and wages decrease. This loan has a maturity of 2 years and an interest rate of 1%. Lenders were permitted to begin processing loan applications on April 3, 2020. The program closed August 8, 2020, and loan applications are no longer being accepted. Congress passed the Paycheck Protection Program Flexibility Act on June 3, 2020, and it was signed by President Donald J. Trump on June 5, 2020. The act modifies provisions related to the forgiveness of loans made to small businesses under the PPP. Specifically, the Act establishes a minimum maturity of 5 years for a paycheck protection loan with a remaining balance after forgiveness. The Act extends from 8 weeks to 24 weeks the covered period during which a loan recipient may use such funds for certain expenses while remaining eligible for forgiveness. The Act raises the non-payroll portion of a forgivable covered loan amount from the current 25% to 40%. The Act extends the period in which an employer may rehire employees or eliminate a reduction in employment salary or wages that would otherwise reduce the forgivable amount of a paycheck protection loan. However, the forgivable amount must be determined without regard to a reduction in the number of employees if the recipient is 1. Unable to rehire former employees and is unable to hire similarly qualified employees, or 2. Unable to return to the same level of business activity due to compliance with federal requirements or guidance related to COVID-19. Additionally, the Act revises the deferral period for paycheck protection loans, allowing recipients to defer payments until they receive compensation for forgiven amounts. Recipients who do not apply for forgiveness have 10 months from the program's expiration to begin making payments. The Act also eliminates a provision that made a paycheck protection loan recipient who has such indebtedness forgiven ineligible to defer payroll tax payments. The CARES Act also established the Economic Injury Disaster Loans, EIDL, Advanced Program that provides grants of up to $10,000 when applying for EIDL. Businesses with both a PPP loan and an EIDL advance will have a reduction in the amount the PPP loan that is forgiven by the amount of EIDL advance. According to data provided by the SBA, as of August 8, 2020, a total of approximately $5.125 billion in loans has been issued to approximately 61,400 Iowa businesses in all rounds of the program. The totals reflect both rounds of program funding and cancellations through the report date. Cancellations include duplicative loans, loans not closed for any reason, and loans that have been paid off. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Ron Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6256.